ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरक्षिते। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते। सप्तकाञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सपदम्। आद्दानस्तीर्णं दन्तैरिदं जाते पुनः पुनः श्रीमदरूपदम्भोजधूलि श्याम जन्मजन्मनी। टेंथ श्लोक, वी हैव रीड दिस श्लोक एंड ऑल्सो सम परपट सम ट्रांसलेशन हैज बीन डन। आई वांट दैट यू शुड रीड 87 पेज। After taking the devotional service.
Text 10 purport.
Where?
87.
Yes. 87 page. First paragraph left, second paragraph.
After taking the devotional service, under the regulative principles, a person may come to the platform of spontaneous love of Godhead, following in the footsteps of great devotees like Narada and Sanatan.
Can you explain why he has told that service under the regulative principles, a person may come to the platform of a spontaneous love of Godhead? Why may he has done? May? Why? I think that all are understanding this fact. He has told that may. He has not given guarantee for this. Those who will regulate, they will cultivate their regulative principles. And if they are coming in the association of any realized Rasik Bhakta in the line of Rupa Goswami, then they may be. Otherwise, lacks and lacks, but doing this regulative principle, anyone cannot come. But we hope that we are fortunate to come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We like to be told Rupanuga Vaishnava. Why? Anyone can answer? Why we want to be Rupanuga? Why? Anyone? Govindapal Prabhu? Why we want to be Rupanuga Vaishnava and glorify that Swami Ji was Rupanuga Vaishnava?
Of intimacy, that kind of bondage.
Karibu. Can you tell what is the difference between Raganuga and Rupanuga? You?
Raganuga means any of the rasas and birds such as Dasya, Satya, Vishalya, Madhurya. All of them have Raja, all without Mukhavasa. But Rupanuga specifically means those who are following Root Mantri serving Srimati Radhika.
Especially the mood of his, her own mood, his own mood of Rupa Goswami. He has explained all kinds of rasa, all kinds of rati. Yes. But what was his special mode to Krishna? How he used to serve? How he used to serve? His own mood was what? If anyone will follow this, then he will be Rupanuga, otherwise not. Vallabhacharya is not Rupanuga. Swarup Damodar is not Rupanuga. What he is? Swarup Damodar is himself, Lalita. Rupa Goswami is under him. Rupa Goswami. His guru, Swarup Damodar. But yet he has a special service to Srimati Radhika, which is not in Lalita. He has equal service to Radhika and Krishna, if some inclination to Radhika. But Rupa totally, totally absorbed in serving Srimati Radhika. This is the mood of Rupa Goswami. If anyone has the mood of Yashoda, if anyone has mood of friends, Subal Sidan, if they have any mood of Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Ashtasakhi, they are not Rupanuga. They are Raganuga. More superior than Rupa Goswami, Swarup Damodar Raya Ramanan, because they are Lalita and Vishakha. But we cannot follow Swarup Damodar and Raya Ramanan. We cannot follow Lalita and Vishakha. Their mood is separate. They are above our touch, and we don't want that. What we want? Mood of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Manjari, always serving to Krishna. Happy in happiness of Radhika and unhappy in Srimati Radhika. Sometimes Lalita can chastise to Srimati Radhika. How? Dhurtaye bhajanda tane tanu susta bamme ma kale radhavaya radhe sunu girahite amiti sikshayanti deving gulais lalitang. Second tal, dhurtaye bhajanda tane. Don't have any link with dhurta bhajanda nandan. To whom he is telling? Te Radhika. Don't speak. When he will come, you will sit like this. Don't. And if he wants to keep his head on your feet, you should take your feet. Like this. Not singing. She can tell. When Radhika is observing Veera, quite Veera, Lalita will what? Pacify him. Oh, you should not. Krishna is here. Like Swarup Damodar was telling to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why you are lamenting for Vrajandana? And then Vrajandana is not far away from you. He is here. At once, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his nose and, oh, I will see. Oh, Vrajandana is here. He became so happy. And he began. They took their hands. Rupa Goswami will not do. If Srimati Radhika is weeping, she will weep. same thing with Radhika. When she is meeting with Krishna, she thinks that I am meeting with Krishna. She is happy, she will be unhappy. Equally, this is Raganuga, Rupanuga. Or Gurudev has made a Radha Vinodashtakam. The first slok is like this. Rupanuga, not Raganuga. All Rupanuga are Raganuga, but all Raganugas are not. You should know this fact. What I am telling?
All Rupanugas are Raganuga, but any Raganuga is not Rupanuga.
Where are some? I am not seeing them. Some devotees are not. Oh, I was searching you. Can you explain what I told?
That everyone who is Rupanuga, who follows Rupa Goswami, they are Raganuga, but all of those who are Raganuga not having the same mood as Rupa Goswami.
Yes. Who are Rupanuga? Those are actually the following the mood of Rupa Goswami. So all acharyas are Rupanuga, not only Raganuga. So it is very, very important thing. So our Guru has told Radha Chinta Niveshena Jasyakantir Bilopita Sri Krishna Charanam Bande Radha Langita Vigraham. Meaning is this. Oh, try to understand, otherwise you will miss Govindapal Prabhu. You should hear these things. Otherwise you will miss. Or Gurudev has written in slok. Radha Chinta Niveshena Jasya Kantri Bilopita. Sometimes Srimati Radhika becomes so absorbed in separation with you bitterly. Sometimes she becomes faint. But Rupa Goswami does not want this. Or Gurudev Rupanuga, Raganuga, Rupanuga, or any other acharya, Rupa Goswami will not want this. What he wants? Radha Chinta Niveshena Jasya Kantri Bilopita. Krishna should be in the separation of Srimati Acharya. No? Krishna should be. Our Srimati Radhika is so soft, her feet are so soft. She should not walk here and there to search Krishna. Krishna should search because he is cowherd boy. His feet are so hard, hard, hard. She should walk so much. So Radha Chinta Niveshana Jasya Kantri Vilopita. Srimati Radhika disappeared from Ras. And Krishna was searching. He had no darshan of Srimati Radhika, so he is searching, weeping. At last he sat down on Imli Tala in Vrindavan, nearby Jamuna and Sevakund. And he was bitterly weeping. And he was observing, thinking, oh, where to have Shiva. Srimati Radhika. Where to have Radhika? Where she has gone left in here? And thinking, he lost, Krishna lost her black color, and at once he became like golden color. Krishna was there, but he became golden like Srimati Radhika, and his mood was changed into a Radhika mood. Then bitterly crying, oh Krishna, where you are? Oh Krishna, where you are? Understand this? Not calling Krishna, Radhike, Radhike, in the harbinger. But at once the color and mood came in him and he began to call, Krishna, Krishna, where he was. This is the mood of our whole Vinod Bihari in our all mutts, Guru has our established there. With this mood, to Radha Chintaniveshana Jasakantir Bilopita, his color, his mood went on. And he became like golden color and mood of Radhika, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Lingita Vigraham, I am doing Bandana to that very form of Krishna, which is, has been impressed by Radhika in all her parts. Radhika, all part is there, and Krishna, all part of the body is covered by the all parts of Srimati Radhika. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Lingita Vigraha. So, Radha Lingita Vigraha. This is Rupanuga. Krishna should be, Krishna should search Radhika. Why our this faith in innocent, very simple, Srimati Radhika should go here and there in mountains, rivers, thrones, why should go? Krishna should go all over, searching. This is Rupanuga. So all Rupanuga Goswami are like this. They have come only to give this merciful things, only to bestow their mercy in this way. So Swamiji, he cut jungle, but he has not come to only cut jungles. So in this Rupa Goswami's teaching, instructions of nectar of instruction, he will give all these things. You should patiently hear. And you can tell that, oh, what is the mood of this special Raganuga Vaishnava, Raganuga Acharya Sri Goswami, in the line of Rupa Goswami, Rupanuga Acharya. No, then, after
the Supreme Personality of God,
again, after taking.
After taking to devotional service under the regulative principles, a person may come to the platform of spontaneous love of Godhead, following in the footsteps of great devotees like Narad and Sanat Sanatana.
Why he is telling Narad? Why he is telling? And Shanka, Sanak, and Sanatan, they were all following the regulative bhaktis. But Narad, by the association of gopis, Uddhav also by the association of gopis, Sanak by Narad, and by the grace of Uma Devi, wife of Shankar, they all came in a spontaneous love of service of Krishna. At first they were not like this. So he is setting examples. If anyone doing this regulative principles of bhakti, and by chance, by luck of the past impressions, or luckily without any cause, the mercy of Krishna, any devotee life will come and associate, and by hearing, by their association, following them, they will become like this. Narad, Sanat, Sanatan, like all this. The Supreme
Personality of Godhead then recognizes him to be superior. The devotees who have developed love of God are certainly in an exalted position. Of all these devotees, the gopis are recognized as superior because they do not know anything.
But you should know, he has told of all devotees, but gopis are not devotees. What they are? Expansion of Srimati Radhika, especially expansion, and some of them are like sadhana siddha, like Vedas, Shruti Mantra and all others. But they are also honorable like them, like gopis, expansions of gopis. There is no difference there, in their grades there. They are like same.
Because they do not know anything other than satisfying Krishna.
Hmm.
Nor do the gopis expect any return from Krishna.
Hmm.
Indeed, sometimes Krishna puts them into extreme suffering by separating himself from them.
Hmm.
Nonetheless, they cannot forget Krishna.
Hmm.
When Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura, the gopis became most dejected and spent the rest of their lives simply crying in separation from Krishna.
Hmm.
This means that in one sense, they were never actually separated from Krishna.
Hmm.
There is no difference between thinking of Krishna and associating with him.
What is the meaning? What is?
That thinking of Krishna is the same as direct association with Krishna. Krishna manifests himself to the devotees and fully absorbed.
But why gopis are crying? Why they are crying? If both are same, but why crying so much, weeping and sometimes faint? We cannot explain, but Krishna can explain. And Krishna has explained all these things in Brihad Bhagavatamritam to Narad himself. So Swamiji has told anywhere or written about Brihad Bhagavatamrita. What he has told? Written?
There's one purport.
Adilila chapter 5.
Adilila?
Chapter 5.
What he has written?
He writes that if one wants to get an understanding of Krishna in relation to his devotees, he must read Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Anyone cannot know the difference between Kanishta, Madhyam, and Uttam, and also Uttam Kanishta, Uttam Madhyam, Uttam, Uttam, or in these three, Uttam Kanishta, Uttam Madhyam, there are lakhs of what? Stages. If we can read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, any bona fide Vaishnava in the line of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, then we can have these ideas. But now, we have nothing to do with Brihad Bhagavatamrita. If anyone read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he will be Sahajiya. A very easy thing. If he will read the 10 says Kando, he will be Sahajiya. If anyone tell Gopi Gopi or Raganuga, even word, he will be Sahajiya. And that is why falling down. That always has been blocked. And they must return where they are first. Sometimes these persons make offense against bhakti, this raga nivar. And that is why they never become qualified to hear and to read and to do it. Forever they are what? Disqualified. They were vanchit raha jate hain. They are deprived from these things. They never. I think that they have never read these things. Never, never. Otherwise they cannot tell all these things. Then?
Rather, Vipralamba Seva, thinking of Krishna in separation, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, is far better than serving Krishna directly.
This separation move. Very important, very important. Very, very important. Sometimes this separation moods of gopis, not for all I am telling, but gopis separation mood is sometimes become more superior than meeting sometimes. And they say Krishna always in their heart. Always in their heart. In meeting they lost in their heart Krishna. But in separation, they are loving Krishna outsidely, but they are meeting always with Krishna. So sometimes it becomes. But we should know that gopis cannot be satisfied without meeting Krishna and serving Krishna directly. They never want that Krishna should be separated to us. But Krishna does it. Why he makes all these things separation? Why he went? There are some things. So you should only know all these things. But by bhajan you try to develop your Krishna consciousness. Then you will be able to know all these things, realize something. Only my telling will not do. Never. So we'll have to practice and realize and chant more with love and affection in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. We are telling that Rupa Anu Guru Varg ki jai daily. But never, have you ever questioned that what is Rupanuga? Why you are glorifying? Your Gurudev was Rupanuga or Raganuga only, or not even both? He was only regulative but regulative doing always and preaching. He never preached like so. We are telling. And we are telling that he was Rupanuga. Why Rupanuga? Anyone can ask this question. Why Rupanuga? He will know. He will try to know what is Rupanuga, who is Rup, what is his mood, why, how we can adopt his mood. This is not offensive. If he is not doing so, it is offensive. Being in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Go on.
Thus, of all the devotees who have developed unalloyed devotional love for Krishna, the gopis are most exalted. And out of all these exalted gopis, Srimati Radharani is the highest. No one can excel the devotional service of Srimati Radharani. Indeed, even Krishna cannot understand the attitude of Srimati Radharani.
No. How highest? How highest? If anyone cannot be qualified to hear all these things and to have a mood like this, then what he will do? Only will tell that, oh, anyone is not qualified and will never be qualified in future. This is offense in the lotus feet of Bhakti, Krishna himself and Radharani. That is why they will become more and more opposite. No one can.
Therefore, he took her position and appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to understand her transcendental feelings. In this way, Srila Rupa Goswami gradually concludes that Srimati Radharani is the most exalted devotee of Krishna and that her kunda, lake, Sri Radha Kunda, is the most exalted place. This is verified in a quotation from Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Uttara Kanda 45, as quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just as Srimati Radharani is dear to the Supreme Lord Krishna, Vishnu, so her bathing place, Radha Kunda, is equally dear to Krishna. Among all the gopis, she alone stands supreme as the Lord's most beloved. Therefore, everyone interested in Krishna consciousness should ultimately take shelter of Radha Kunda.
What is he telling? Therefore, everyone, man. What is the meaning of everyone? Can we tell, ask this question to anyone? What is the meaning of everyone? If anyone has been liberated and gone to Vrindavan in that transcendental form, they can have this idea. He has written like this. No. So he has told, therefore, anyone interested in Krishna consciousness, and those who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, they are bogus persons. They should not have this idea. Otherwise, everyone who are interested in Krishna consciousness should ultimately take shelter of Srimati Radha Kunda and Radha. She is telling everyone. And we are making so many vows in this. Yes, what? Instructions. So there is no vow. The vows are false. So anyone who is certainly interested in Krishna consciousness will follow this idea. And those who are not Krishna consciousness, not Krishna conscious movement, they should not do. This is the cut line. So those who are not interested, they are not Krishna consciousness. And actually those who are filing this statement, they are really Krishna consciousness.
And execute devotional service there throughout one's life.
For whole life they will do. This is very hopeful line. Very hopeful line. Those who are not following these lines, they are going down. They must go down. There is no way. There all ways are blocked. This is the
conclusion of Rupa Goswami in the 10th verse of Upadeshamrita.
That's very good. Krishna shochai pranaya vasati preyasya bhiradhika kundam chasya munibhiravita tadrigeva vyadhai jat preshtai api asulabham kem punar bhakti bhajam tat premedam sakritapi sarasasnatu ravishkarotu. Last slope. What is the translation?
Of the many objects of favored delight and of all the lovable damsels of Brajabhumi, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most treasured object of Krishna's love.
What is the meaning? Can you explain what is the meaning of this line? Of the many objects of the favored delight and of all the lovable damsels of Brajabhumi, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most treasured object of Krishna love. What is the meaning of object of Krishna love? What? Object of Krishna love means? Krishna love. What is meaning of Krishna love? Krishna love. The love towards Krishna, unto Krishna. Srimati Radhika has that thing. How to love Krishna? How to please Krishna? So, our objects should be like this. Like Rupa Goswami, he has written. First we should know who is Krishna. Who is Krishna? The beloved of Radhika. Don't take Krishna your beloved. You should think that my Aradhya Devi is Srimati Radhika. We want his mood. We cannot take solely his mood, her mood, partly. And what is that partly mood of Srimati Radhika? The mood of roop. We can take on this. So our object of a whole devotion is to serve Srimati Radhika. And take partly her mood to serve Krishna, like Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami has not served Krishna solely as Srimati Radhika. He has served Srimati Radhika. No? If he wanted, he has served Krishna like so, because he was himself Naika, not less than any gopi. But they never thought of this, to be any Naika. Naika, you know? Like Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, Shyamla, Bhadra, Chandra, they are all Naikas. But Lalita, Vishakha, and Rupa Goswami and all other Goswami never wanted to serve Krishna like them, only like Rupa Goswami. Always serving Srimati Radhika. And her guidance, if they will tell anything, they will do. This is Rupanubhava. So object, treasured object of Krishna love. Treasure means treasury. So much affluence and wealth there. We cannot take all, but some one, two juggles of Radhika's treasure. And that is Rupanugat juggle we can take. It is most valuable. It covers all. But we can realize, we people serve any Vaishnava living in world having these modes, then we can have. Our life will be successful. Our object of all bhakti is that. What? That Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has told. Our what object? We want to be the lotus dust of, the lotus feet of Rupa Manjari. This song in the departures of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami in Vrindavan, Samadhi place. Why I sang? That sometimes in Mathura and everywhere I saw that day. He used to appreciate this song so much when I used to sing. So I thought that this was very, very dear to Swami. In Mathura and everywhere, I used to sing this kirtan. No? He liked to hear this singer. So I sang that at that very time. That he is hearing. Sirupa Manjari Pada Sei Mora Sampad. Sampad means? Or this Sampad here, treasury. In Srimati Radhika's treasure, this Sampad is there. We can have. How can? By serving Rupa Manjari. Srimati Radhika will keep this jewel. No? How he has taken all these things from Rupa Goswami and all these epics and all these books. I surprise, I wonder. How? This is the glory of Swamiji. And the glories which were going to tell are not really glory. He was so bairagi, renunciant. He had nothing to do with any worldly thing. These are not glories. In their eyes, it may be glory. But this is secondary. He preached all over the world the name. This is glory, but secondary, thirdly, fourthly, we cannot realize. this thing which is giving here. He wants to give a jewel from the treasured object of Krishna love, where he is in the Radhika heart, and he has come to give this a special thing. Who is glorified in this way? To Swamiji, this is the highest glory of. But I think rare are in this world are persons that they can touch even the glory of Swamiji. It was given by Sarup Damodar to Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami gave it to Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. Kindly, mercifully, he gave to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And it went in the hands of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And thus came to in the hands of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And from his hands, some little jewels he gave to Samyata. Oh, go give it to world. But very rare are. You are willing to give, but they will not take. They will refuse. And we want that thing. What thing? So no harm. Even something they are taking. I think that when we will be in association of any these kinds of bhakta, then you can touch the glory of Swami. Go on.
And in every respect, her divine kunda is described by great sages as similarly dear to him. Undoubtedly, Radha kunda is very rarely attained, even by the great devotees. Therefore, it is even more difficult for ordinary devotees to attain. If one simply bathes once within those holy waters, one's true love of Krishna is fully aroused.
He has given hope so much. And we should trust in his words. Purpose.
Why is Radha Kunda so exalted? The lake is so exalted because it belongs to Srimati Radharani.
I think that this Kunda is herself Srimati Radhika, not belongs to. He has told only to understand, make understand, that easily we can understand this thing. Radha Kunda is herself Radhika and Krishna Kunda is. Rupa Goswami has told that, even more than that, Krishna and Radhika, this Kunda. Because they are seen, we can touch, we can take bath in this. But we cannot realize transcendental Krishna and Radhika. So they are more merciful to us. If you are knowing the glory of Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. But even we will go there with honor, we will take water and sprinkle, we will take bath there. Or we can glory Srimati Radhika. Radhika will be so much placed, shortened. And we can have this. You can realize it going there or here living. Radha Kunda, Radha Kunda, and in mind you are taking bath and thinking of Radha. Something will come.
In our conditioned state, are we really touching Radha Kund when we bathe there?
Really or not, our heart is something touching? No heart. No heart. That's so powerful. Because Narada has benediction for this. That any place of your Krishna, pastime, anyone touch will see by hear, by touching by ears, eyes, body, Krishna Prem. You will have to give. You are bound to give. Krishna says, yes, I am bound.
Among all the gopis, she is the most beloved. Similarly, her lake, Sri Radha Kunda is also described by the great...
Come on here. In the last... The conclusion is that... Page number 91, 5, 6 line.
The conclusion is that to live on the banks of Radha Kunda and to bathe there daily constitutes the highest perfection of devotional service. It is a difficult position to attain, even for great sages and devotees like Narada. Thus, there is no limit to the glory of Sri Radha Kunda. By serving Radha Kunda, one can get an opportunity to become an assistant of Srimati Radharani under the eternal guidance of the gopis.
This is the conclusion. We have no time to explain all words. Each and every words of nectar of instruction should be explained. But we have no time to explain all. Without explaining and following, we cannot realize these things. But even we should hear and we should know, this is the object of our whole devotional life. And this is the highest thing. And keeping this object in our heart, we should begin from beginning. What? That Raghunath Das Goswami has told in Manasikha, Gurau Goste Gostalaisu Sujane Bhusurugane Samantre Sinamni Brajajuvadanda Sarane Sadadam Hamhitva Kurumapyam Ratitanamai Vrata.